Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Last year's fertilizer cost too much. This year's fertilizer still costs too much. So maybe next year, maybe next year, instead of paying whatever the market dictates, you should find a new source. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the crop nutrients that are already in your soil, so you can use less fertilizer and capture the yield you count on to turn a profit. I said to turn a profit. That's more like it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Well, cash cattle traded lower for the week, with cattle in the south trading a dollar lower, while northern cattle traded $3 lower. This was factored in by the end of the week, with traders positioning themselves ahead of the cattle on feed report. The report was mostly neutral, with cattle on feed at 97% compared to trade estimates of 96.8%. Placements were 92% of a year ago, with the trade average at 91.5%. Marketings came in at about 94% compared to the average estimate of 94.7%. Placements and marketings were a bit negative based on the estimates, but it does show a continued contraction of the herd. Now, hog futures showed a nice rebound in nearby February and April contracts Friday, with moderate gains in later contracts. Much of the strength could be attributed to strong export sales of 34,100 metric tons after a few weeks of low exports. Cash was higher, which was unusual for the end of the week, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a gain of 55 cents. On the grains, after Friday's gains, the wheat markets ended the week mixed with a dime of last Friday. Chicago's soft red winter wheat futures closed higher by about 5.5 to 7 cents, leaving March at a weekly drop of 2.25 cents. Kansas City hard red winter futures closed out 12.5 cents to 16 cents higher, which pushed March to a weekly gain of about 4.25 cents. Corn prices squared up for the week on Friday, ending the day fractionally mixed to a penny lower and closing out the week within 3 cents of unchanged across the front months. USDA's weekly look at the ethanol markets showed a steady to 5 cent increase per gallon of ethanol, steady to $25 a ton increases of DDGS, and firm to 2 cent pound higher corn oil quotas through the week. And the Friday round of trading ended with the soybeans down about 8.25 cents to 12.5 cents across the front month contracts. Futures coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023 at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
February live cattle up 67 cents, 156.62. April up 80, 159.92. March feeder cattle up 87 cents, 180.97. The April up 62, 185.77. February hogs up 117, 77.82. Kansas City wheat March up 16 cents at 8.48. May was up 13 3/4, 8.41 1/4. Chicago wheat March up 8 3/4, 9.12 3/4. May up 7 1/4 at 9.05 1/4. March corn down a penny, 6.76 1/4. May's down a quarter penny, 6.74 1/2. March soybeans down 8 1/4, 15.06 1/2. May down 9 3/4, 15.01 3/4. March cotton down 3.33 at 86.70.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.